The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I got one more sentence to do in this email.
It's 7 past the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day. That is Victoria Keelan, along with Jennifer Horn. I am Rich McFadden and the illustrious host of the show, Doug Stephan.
Yes, here I am, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. There are two, always opportunities for me to make choices. One of them is a discussion of Passover. The other is a discussion of the problems that Flint is having with the water. Actually, there are a number of different things that are in front of me at the moment. The two key players in Flint's water crisis are dead. So, case closed. Everything's all set, right? Or
was it murder?
Suicide, maybe. Did you say Jennifer was here?
Yeah.
She's right there.
Okay.
I said hi and laughed. Yeah.
Hi. Or is it more interesting to talk about Passover and how different it is this year for all the Jewish people in our country? Do you know what an Ashkenazi Jew is?
Couldn't tell you.
Isn't that the overalls that the kids wear, the Ashkenazis?
Yeah, Ashkenazis.
No, it's Oshkosh Begosh. But
sorry.
Ashkenazi, I think, is the... It's an Eastern European Jewish, but I think it's only 1% of the entire Jewish population is Ashkenazi.
Right. I think they're more,
like
I believe they are more conservative than the Hasidic Jews.
Yeah.
And the Hasidic Jews are more really Israeli Jews, I think, than Eastern European Jews.
The Jews of Germany, it says.
Ashkenazis or the... Well, they're the ones who...
From the Holy Roman Empire.
Right. They're the original... they can say it's really interesting.
Yeah.
I think it would have been what Jesus was born into.
It could have been.
It looks like.
Yes. The real true Jew. Which sort of reminds me, all of the these religions, they claim to be, you know, the closest to God and all that other stuff, and there are splinter groups in every one of them. I don't know that in the Catholic religion, Jennifer, that you see it as dominant, but the reason the Episcopalians came to be is because they wanted to splinter off from the Catholic Church. But then there are all the splinter groups that are in the Protestant religion, and the Jewish religion has at least three or four different sects, S-E-C-T-S, in them. The Orthodox, Conservative, the Reformed Jews, and then there are the Hasidics that are extraordinarily conservative. But the Ashkenazis, they think that they're more conservative than the conservatives because they are the one true Jew. The rest of them are all Jewish imposters. So the way they prove it is that they don't eat cookies, they don't eat bread, they don't eat rice, beans, anything during Passover. That's it. That's their claim to fame. There have been, for the past 800 or 900 years...
Don't most Jews give up that stuff during Passover?
No. I think that what happens, the modern Jews have done what the modern Catholics have done. Do you remember when we were kids, Catholics weren't supposed to have meat on Friday?
Well, that's still the rule. Just
well, but nobody don't pays that, the attention to it.
That, well, people do, actually. You'd be surprised. You don't
really?
Eat meat
you
on,
eat yeah, fish on Friday?
Well, no, I'm not that good. But but most good Catholics don't eat meat on Friday. And
Victoria, I didn't ask you. Are you Catholic? I don't know where you
no,
are.
No, I'm a Quaker.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You didn't tell me you're a Quaker. Right.
Cool. I only
oatmeal
eat
oatmeal for everybody. Yeah. All right. So the kosher meat markets, there are a lot of people who think the kosher markets have the best food because it's the freshest. And there could be, now, in the Upper West Side, you're on the Upper West Side, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, okay. So there's a place there I'm reading about, They sell traditional matzah squares and jars of pickles and that sort of thing alongside of caramel popcorn, which the good Jew would never eat, apparently. They have corn puffs called bamba, which are very important to certain people in the Jewish population. I think New York has the largest group of Jewish citizens outside of Israel of any place in the world. And somebody was really surprised last
Florida.
Week. Well, Florida. On the east coast of Florida.
Hollywood.
From Palm Beach down to Boca and in there, Richie. It stops at Fort Lauderdale. For whatever the reason, Jews don't like living in Fort Lauderdale. But they do. There are lots of Jews in Boca Raton and up the coast into Palm Beach County. Anyway, why did you say that? Why did you? Did you just try to be funny?
No, it's because I know a lot of Jews that go to Florida. That's the way it is.
I know a lot of non-Jews that go to Florida too.
Yeah,
but it's very interesting how not just Jewish people, but people are tribal. And I think this was when I look at the Passover Seder and some of the things that are going on this week, it's very interesting. You look at the documentaries, yada, yada, yada. But I would find more interesting in this discussion of what their traditions are, how we all have traditions. Many of them are based on religion. Some are based on our political or our national background, but we like to find our pack, we find our crowd, we find our crew, and we like to be with them. I find it's a fascinating thing. We're all part of the human species, but yet we keep sort of dividing ourselves down into small
your brown
little
cows
groups.
And your black cows. I thought that was fascinating.
Always well, that maybe this to extend this a little bit, this may be what the world is about. We maybe part of the lesson that we don't understand, for whatever the reason, the species, there are basically six traditional breeds of cows, and they are called A1 or A2. A1 cows are the newer breeds, Holsteins, and the bigger breed of dairy cow, anyway, whose milk is not as good as the old breeds, which are brown cows, Jerseys and Guernseys, to a point brown Swiss. But what Richie is getting at is that when you put them in the pasture, they will separate themselves by the color of their skin.
That's
black cows. Holsteins will graze together, and brown cows, Jerseys, Guernseys, etc., will graze in another part of the pasture.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is.
That
it
really is.
Is.
Culturally, yeah. that trying to integrate cultures is futile, basically.
I think you're maybe right. Yeah, it's sort of what I was getting at, Jennifer. Thank you. You've heard me. We've sort of gone down this route in different ways before, treated it differently. But I think it's, we find it, I find it fascinating that we are all so much alike. And that we want to separate ourselves into the Irish, the Italians. I get the neighborhoods in Framingham and most older communities that have, there's a downtown area, Waverly Street in that area, all Italians. There isn't a non-Italian for six blocks on either side. All the Italian, the old Italian families are all there. And then there's another part of town where there are a lot of Irish people, and then the Brazilians all live in a certain part of town. The WASPs tend to live in a certain part of town, and so it goes.
Right. My philosophy is still that in 500 to 1,000 years, we'll all be beige, and there will be no distinction.
Well, there certainly is that now, but we have Chinatown. But but we have in most big cities, there's Chinatown. Good God, look at Los Angeles, Koreatown. How many different divisions are there in Los Angeles, Jennifer?
There's Little Armenia, there's Chinatown, Koreatown, you have lots of places.
So well,
there's
up.
Especially in downtown LA
I just
alone.
Searched Jews around the world, okay, so for like population.
Yeah.
There are approximately 14.2 million Jews around the world.
18, I think the number is now, but it's close. Sorry.
Don't question Wiki, dude.
All right.
No. About 6.3 million of them live in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
5.7 to 6.8 million live in the United States. And then it goes down dramatically from there, just over a million in Europe, and then in France, yeah.
That's what surprised me when I went to Europe and found that in the Czech Republic there are zero Jews living
right
there, and all of these beautiful synagogues.
Oh, that got right.
So it goes down, down,
but because
down, down, down,
of Hitler,
down, down.
They never
yeah,
came
they
back.
Are, yeah, they didn't go
yeah,
back.
There's an interesting subsect in Dublin, Ireland, where my dad is from, and there's a whole Jewish population in Dublin. Which,
really?
Yeah, I never knew that until recently.
I've
what,
been in
what
Dublin.
What country
I didn't
has
know that.
The lowest Jewish population?
It'd be a Middle Eastern country.
Somewhere in Europe, I
yeah
think.
No,
no, Middle Eastern.
Middle
country.
Bahrain, 36.
Yeah. There you right go, 36.
Yeah. I believe there are over a million Jews that live in New York City, Victoria, if I'm not mistaken.
I would I definitely that agree with that number, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of...
That's real great.
But see, what we're talking about, I'm not talking about the religious differences, really, is the cultural differences and how it is that we... It doesn't make a difference what your clan is, but you'll want to be with your clan depending on your generation. I believe the millennials, to a point, Richie, what you were saying, the younger baby boomers don't pay as much attention to it as the older... The baby boomers that...
Yeah.
Around part of it was Vietnam and the way people were sort of brought together during the Vietnam War, especially people who wore a uniform. That was certainly true of World War II. But now, as more and more people come to this country and more you see a lot of mixed marriages where the parents are not from the same background. And
look at my
what I remember,
picture. Good Lord.
Yeah. What I remember, and this is tragic, but yet it's reality. It was reality. I don't think it is at all so much now. But I remember, and I didn't even, I wasn't even comfortable with the name. I don't know that it's used anymore. Mulatto. There was a one kid at Framingham High School whose father was black and mother was white. And the reference was to a mulatto. I think that term is still used to a point. I'm not sure whether it's socially correct or not, politically correct. But there's so much more of that. It's accepted now. Nobody pays any attention to it, as well they ought not to, because all it is skin color. But yet we, you know, there are those... I can remember on a school bus ride once, one of the kids making fun of this mulatto as a half-breed. And this was, you know, I mean, this is not that long ago when he went down to brass tacks. And so that sort of mentality is still there to a point. But I just think it's sad. I mean, I think it's interesting to look at different cultural stuff. That's why I was talking about Passover. But why is it that we have to, okay, that's fun to know. It's interesting to learn. We know why people are motivated to do this, that, or the other thing, like having fish on Friday or, you know, corned beef and cabbage or whatever the heck it is. But yet some people are so put off by those who are different. And yet if you look around, we're all different. We really are. We all have kind of that weird, crazy mix and... I think it's
by the way, in the United States, top three, New York, Miami, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But then the rest are all coastal towns, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Boston.
You're talking about where Jews live?
In the United States, yeah.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Washington, the only non-east-west coast town, Chicago.
Not many Jews
sense
in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of Jews.
Well, I'm just talking about the largest population areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so if we were to take that and break it down even further, where do most of the blacks and Hispanics live? I think you would find that in some circumstances, I mean, now Hispanics are living, excuse me, it used to be it was all southwestern cities, Los Angeles.
Now it's everywhere.
Tucson, right? Now it's everywhere. As a matter of fact, I would bet you that there are as many Hispanics living in Chicago as there are living, let's say, down in some of the cities in the Southeast.
Probably.
Mostly, it's not a cultural thing so much now as it is where's their work, where you can find people to do the work. We were talking yesterday, I'm going to involve myself in a project with some people, some developers, and they were talking about the crews. Yesterday we had a meeting talking about the crews who are doing the work, the building, and most of them are Hispanic. Most of them are Brazilians. Now, the framing crews, that sort of thing. We wouldn't have found that 25, 30 years ago, here where I am anyway. So, yeah, the world is changing, and maybe that's just a good thing. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Time now for us to review the top five songs from this week in 1994. These are the Crash Test Dummies. They are the authors of the book Crash Tests for Dummies. This song came about as a result of that collaboration called All right, so can we get real here? What is this about?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I remember them, but I don't really remember this song.
This is from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that's,
one of my
I don't remember
movies.
This song, but Stone Temple Pilots were huge. I'm sorry, Crash Test Dummies.
Crash Test Dummies.
Why was I thinking Stone Temple Pilots?
But did they have another song?
They did have another song. I'll find it for you in a second. I can't remember.
Dumber Than Dumb?
Remember they had the video where they were the Crash Test Dummies. Like, for real.
Huh. Crash Testing for Dummies. You thought I was
that's
making
right.
that up, Jennifer.
Oh, the
no,
Superman song. That was
that was
song.
The big
yeah,
hit.
Hold on a second.
Superman song.
The Superman song.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
Superman never made anybody.
Yeah, if anyone wonder that, how did Superman pay his bills?
Clark Kent. Maybe.
Yeah, he was, worked at the newspaper.
Worked at the newspaper, okay.
Yeah.
Did he carry a wallet, though? Did it look like in his outfit? He didn't have a license.
I want that in old tie.
All right. Yeah. Number four this week. Leave it to Jennifer. Mariah Carey. Remake of the... where'd it go? Nielsen song. Thank you. Harry Nielsen wrote this song at the first recording. Mariah Carey, his version was out in the 70s. This is this week in 1994. I Can't Live Without You, number four. Crank it up, Richie. I love this song, actually. Oh, it's a very romantic song.
Done by one of your favorite bands, Air Supply, too, Doug.
Yeah. Harry Nielsen's version, though, is the best. I think the original version. If you were really clever, Richie, you would have found it and you would have been comparing it to this.
I got him here.
Right, Carey. It's such a romantic song.
healthy, though. I can't.
It's really, I was going to say,
how desperate.
Really, get over.
Oh, wait a minute. If some guy came to you, Victoria, and said, I can't live without you, that wouldn't impact you?
Oh, my God. I'd have a full-on panic attack. I know you're talking to Victoria, but I'd have a panic attack.
You too.
I'd be like, you need to live by yourself.
You need to work on you, and then we'll talk.
All right. Number three this week, 1994. Most beautiful girl in the world. This is Prince.
This is a song I would accept if a guy sang that.
Yes.
You're the most beautiful girl in the world? You both are beautiful.
What if he sang it to you in his voice?
I'd be impressed, actually.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
You're the most beautiful girl in the world.
No, you're supposed to sing it in that voice.
All right, but the one that is my favorite from this week in 1994 is this one from Ace of Base. Oh, the sign number two. I love this song. Oh, he's so funny. Why are you laughing?
I'm confused with the Ace of Bath because that's a whole different thing.
Ace of Bath.
They hooked me.
This is a very cool song. R. Kelly had the number one song, Bump and Grind, this week in 94.
This is Jen and my song.
Yes. Right. Bump and Grind.
Comedy duo of Bump and Grind.
From our, it's like Hum and Strum. It's 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How are your feelings today? This is the ever feelingful Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, all here working for the betterment of mankind. Tell me whether you think this is aimed at the betterment of mankind. There is a federal judge in North Carolina who yesterday upheld the voter identification law, which requires voters to present at least one form of documentation. A lot of civil rights groups and people that are usually on the other side of this say it unfairly targets minorities. And whether this is important, North Carolina is kind of a swing state in a way. So it helps because we still have a corrupt presidential election system. The issue was the new law blocking protections for gay people, limiting transgender people's bathroom access. There were protests about these two things yesterday in the state capitol, the voter identification law and the law blocking protections for gay people. I have made myself very clear as to how I feel about the transgender issue, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. I just think that it's much ado about nothing, and I could care less who's in the bathroom with me. But when it comes to voter rights, I'm very opinionated, and I feel very strongly that there needs to be a national identification somehow or other. We have to agree that the person who exercises the right to vote is the person who he or she says he or she is. I can go into the voting, and so can Jennifer. I think all of us can now in the states that we live in. And we just say, Kara, is Kara near a microphone, Richie? Kara's voting in Maryland today. They're having their primary.
For Donald Trump, no less, right, I'm sure?
Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. Richie, do you remember when you were voting in Maryland before you moved to Virginia, whether you had to have an ID or not? I'm going to guess in Maryland you probably don't have to have an ID.
I don't remember.
Take this from me. I have a weird little unique situation here, and that is that when my mom and dad got married, my uncle and my dad were living together originally when they moved out of my grandparents' house. They bought a house together that they shared. Uh-huh. And when my mom and dad got married, they bought the house across the street. And so I grew up across the street from my uncle and eventually my aunt and his two kids. And my dad and I have always stayed registered at that original address, because we like to go and vote together. And when I walk into my polling place, it is so ridiculous. I say my last name, and they, you know, I say Horn, and they say, Irene, Chuck, Stephanie, Eric, Mike, or Diana. And let me choose who I am.
Wow.
Do you know how unbelievable that is?
Virginia.
And these, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but these people that actually run the polling place,
not
I could probably
bright.
Put on a fake mustache and walk right and go, yeah,
in Virginia,
Chuck Lawrence, eh? And,
my polling place, please. I walk in, and my next-door neighbor who lives right next door to me
That's
is the woman who checks me in.
Yeah.
She asks for my license.
Yeah. That's good. That's what should be happening.
Yeah, it should happen that way.
Yeah. So in Virginia, you got to have proof. In Maryland, Carrie, you're voting in Maryland today. Do you have to have proof, ID, to vote?
I'm voting in Maryland, and you don't have to have, I don't think there are any laws about a voter ID, but last time I voted, I did bring my ID, and we did show them.
Mm-hmm. But did they ask for it?
At the specific one I went to, they did. I'm voting in a different county today than I did last time, so it'll be an interesting experience. I've never voted in PG County in Maryland before.
Uh-huh.
PG County. You can run your dog in the PG County and vote.
I just don't understand why it's such a big deal for people to show an ID.
I don't either.
Vote.
It's not. I mean, I voted in New York in the primary last week, and for an ID, but I gave them one, and the guy looked surprised.
Yeah,
I gave him my ID.
Come on, this is
same
nonsense.
Thing. I asked the lady, I'm like, "Do you want my ID?" No, no, honey, we don't need your ID. Please, lady.
Honey.
I mean, come on.
All right. Okay, so we've hashed that out. Here's something.
Before you leave the ID thing, you know who doesn't have an ID and can't vote if it's in her thing, in her district? The 107-year-old lady who danced with President Obama last
week. Unbelievable story.
Did you see
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's caught in a bureaucratic catch-22 hell. She can't get a photo ID without her birth certificate.
She doesn't have a birth certificate.
And she can't get a birth certificate
without a photo ID. Yeah.
So all these people saw her dancing with President Obama and want to invite her to come, you know, do this, do that special thing. But she can't get on an airplane because she doesn't have a photo ID and can't get the photo ID without her birth certificate and vice versa.
What a country.
I mean, at 107, can't you just get an honorary birth certificate?
Of course.
Here's what I want to ask.
For God's sake, she lived to be 107. Let her do what she wants to do.
Right now, if you were invited to the White House, you would have to send them a copy of your driver's license. And
we always had to do that to the White House.
Right, to get in the White House. How'd you get in the White House without a driver's license?
Richie, you're asking too many questions. All right, I got a question for you. This is Jennifer who's going to start this, and we'll go from there. It'll go downhill from there fast.
Why do you do it to me?
You've all heard my Verizon stories in the last month or so, exacerbated yesterday. I don't know if I did tell the story, I think yesterday, didn't I, about them showing up on Friday at 6 o'clock and saying
they
don't know nothing about nothing?
Yeah.
Did I tell you on the air?
You did your Italian accent. Hey, what do we care?
Yeah. There was an F word in there someplace, too.
Yeah.
Friendly. All right, so anyway.
Yeah, friendly.
So I'm working with the State Department of Public Utilities because I have a special line that I broadcast from that Verizon doesn't like to support. And so, without going into too much detail, I'm using something different now. It's not quite as reliable, and because they're on strike, they don't want to deal with whatever the problem is that I have. But they keep lying to the state regulators. And I mean, if I were even the biggest company, monopoly, whatever, I wouldn't be lying to the state. And they know, the state guys know that they're lying to them about why they haven't set up this thing here at my house, which is all put together, but they messed it up, bungled it, and they don't want to take responsibility for it. And the reason I tell you the story is because here we have yet again another a company, a huge monopoly, buying basically another huge monopoly. The feds yesterday, of course, approved Charter Communications' deal for Time Warner Cable. So they will have the largest, internet. What would you call it, Jennifer? This is a company that distributes television programming, broadband, all the packages that you, and all of the research that's been done, everything that was presented by all the consumer groups, basically laid out the feds and said, if you agree to this, you're ruining the business. Not that Time Warner hasn't pretty much already ruined it anyway. And Comcast and Verizon and all these other outfits. But I just don't even begin to understand. Why do we even bother? You know they're going to get a rubber stamp. You know they buy off everybody. And then people scream about the service that they get. It's because you haven't called your congressman and said to your congressman, I don't want Time Warner to engage with Charter.
You know, when Time Warner, if you remember back, and this was a few years, maybe 10 years ago now, I can't believe it. But if you remember when Time Warner and Adelphia bought Adelphia, was a long time ago, the outcry of dissatisfaction from Time Warner customers hit the roof. And that's because cable is different than satellite. Cable is still based a lot on wiring and on what is called a head end, which means that in your local community, there is a hub where all of your cable programming comes from. And while cable operators are moving away from that and trying to adopt more of a satellite model, this is still the case. And so when Time Warner came in and bought all of these Adelphia systems, the Adelphia systems were antiquated, the equipment was old, and it just didn't match with the Time Warner style. Yeah. And people were having major technical issues because the two equipment from these two companies just weren't meshing. And that's what happens when you have cable companies collide like this, because they're run in different ways. And then when you try to smoosh two technologies together, there's always an issue at the beginning. But, you know, I've always said, and this is the same thing in the radio industry and a lot of industries, radio, cable, we all try to compete with satellite instead of celebrating the beauty of being local. Radio has the leg up on being local in a community. Cable has the leg up on being local in a community. That's something that satellite will never have. And instead of celebrating that, both radio and cable have just tried to adopt the satellite model, and it doesn't always work out.
No, it doesn't. All right, thank you for explaining that. That's good. Richie, guess what the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 positions are on the... Thank you.
The Billboard... finish the question, Richie. Come on.
I have it. The Billboard Top 100 albums this week, the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 positions already occupied by Prince. Now, you talk about the dough that his stepbrother or stepsister or whatever.
No, it's his whole sister. He's got his one whole sister.
Yeah.
Six step siblings.
Yeah, well, he's got another.
Siblings.
Already, it looks like there's $100 million more in that pot than there was before he died.
Prince record sales jumped more than 40,000% since his death.
What a shame.
40,000%.
Thank God. What a shame. 44 past the hour and good day. I would like to help you get a good night's rest. Jennifer, yes or no? Good night's sleep last night?
Questionable.
Yeah. All right. Victoria, yes or no? Good night's sleep last night?
Terrible sleep.
Really?
My neck is killing me.
Oh. Kara, good night's sleep last night, yes or no?
Yes, I'm the anomaly, apparently.
No, I had a good night's rest last night. What about you, Richie?
No, bad.
No.
Terrible.
Okay, so why do we put up with this? Why do we not get a MyPillow to fit you so that you will sleep better? This is silliness. And a lot of people will tell you the same thing. 3 out of 5 here in our survey didn't have a good night's rest last night. I happen to have, we've shared a pillow. And Meredith didn't know that she had one. I'm not sure why she didn't know, but she didn't. And I have one here, but I wasn't together with her last night, but I wrapped myself around the MyPillow.
Were you hogging the MyPillow?
I was. I hogged the MyPillow.
Calling it Meredith.
Yeah. I really like this because the fit is good. If you would like to have that fit that's just the right thing for the right places in you, whether it's your... and by the way, Victoria, don't. If you put those words together, very bad thoughts or things, your neck isn't killing you. Your neck is stiff and sore.
But okay. Could you imagine if your neck really was killing you? That would stink.
No, it can't.
Yeah. Right behind you the whole time.
Yeah. So the MyPillow that I have doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. It can be washed, it can be dried, and it'll help you because you will... It's sort of like... I don't know if you want to use another product as an example, but... Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Now, Tempur-Pedic has their own pillow, and I don't like them. I like the Tempur-Pedic mattress, but the Tempur-Pedic pillow is awful. This is a good combination with the Tempur-Pedic mattress. So whatever the combo is, you know what kind of mattress you're sleeping on, Richie? Even? Do you know whether it's a Serta?
It's a Sealy, Serta, something or other.
All right. Jennifer, what kind of a mattress are you sleeping on?
I think it's an Ortho mattress.
Isn't it amazing? People don't even know what they're sleeping on.
And I just bought it a couple of years ago, too.
No. Well, if you were listening to Meredith, you would, and I get this as I was moving things around here. 7 years the mattress goes.
And you know what? That is
and
so
even
true.
That, when you think about it, the pillows and stuff, the gross stuff that crawls around inside your pillow, inside of your mattress.
Yeah. The skin.
Oh,
I was having a back issue a couple years ago. My dad's like, it's your mattress. Get a new mattress. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
And sure,
yes,
it is.
Absolutely, it is.
Got a new mattress. Yep. The next morning, I felt better.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
What about you, Victoria? What do you sleep on? You know what the
It's from Crate and Barrel, so I don't know what the mattress is, but I'm sure it's some sort of brand that they did. But anyway, it's not great, so I had to get a 2-inch memory foam thing on top of it.
Yeah, put it on top of it. Yeah, that can sometimes work.
Which is better, but it's not ideal.
Does Kara know what kind of mattress she sleeps on?
Yeah, I got one of the Sealy Posturepedic ones, and I know that because I bought it last year.
Really? So
and it's called Air.
Well, there are those. Yeah, I used to have. We used to have a sponsor, Richie. Was that with you? I think we had the Air. We had all kinds of mattresses. At one time, I had an Air mattress, and then I had a water mattress, and then we had Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Yeah,
all of them were sponsors.
That's my next one. Is one of those.
I remember that water bed that I had, and it sprung a leak.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't know why we're spending so much time on this, but my friend Tiffany, I live in Los Angeles, and I was here for the Northridge earthquake. She was living in her parents' home during the Northridge earthquake, and she had a waterbed. And do you know, during the earthquake, she got sucked into the bed?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that feeling of actually
I had that with the air,
bed.
I had an air bed also that went flat. It didn't hurt anything except it just went down to the rungs of the bed.
Yeah.
But the water bed, what a mess that was when that leaked. Oh, man, what a mess. So anyway, all right, so we're talking about MyPillow. And around all of this stuff, we're obviously focused on having you more comfortable when you rest. And so get rid of the bad pillows. Get one pillow, MyPillow, and then get, if you call 800-874-8985 right now, use the code DS, you'll get two for the price of one. One for you and one for your partner. 800-874-8985. Use the code DS for the free pillow. 800-874-8985.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each.
1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Us of all that once was good, that could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
All right, so the question here, I just put it to everybody that's on my program. I don't get why they use the Beverly D'Angelo version of Crazy, even though it's not bad, instead of Patsy Cline. For this, from The Field of Dreams, which was the number one movie during this week in 1989. It is nothing more than a superb movie with a great story.
I just watched it 2 weeks ago.
I did too.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. It
was one of my favorite movies. Even though I hate baseball, I love movies about baseball.
I do. If you don't hate anything, just strongly dislike it. Hate is too bad for your physical.
You know what else is crazy,
okay,
Doug?
You know what,
I'm looking at the wiki page for Field of Dreams, trying to figure out why they use Beverly D'Angelo, and I'm thinking of royalties or something.
Yeah.
They have it written by Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson did write Crazy. Yeah, he did write it.
Really? I didn't know
when
that.
When did Patsy Cline...
Yeah.
They were friends when... they were about the same age. If she were alive now, she'd be in her late 80s. And they were friends. I don't know whether they went any further than that.
Actually, it was
one of the...
Before him.
One of the, she was in the 50s. Willie Nelson's been around since the 50s.
Yeah, I know. But,
Willie's 109. He looks great.
Yeah,
I don't think he's lost his hair since he passed.
And his guitarist is 109.
It's all that pot.
I'm 36 years old. I love my family. I love baseball. And I'm about to become a farmer. But until I heard the voice, I'd never done a crazy thing in my whole life.
$100 our last cut is it just you or what?
Kevin Costner sounds like a weenie. He doesn't look good, doesn't he?
He's eye candy, I'm told
that,
by
yeah.
Somebody who likes him.
$100 the last cut is what, Doug?
The the guy who's out in the Joe knows.
Ray Liotta. If you build it, they will come.
Right. If you or go the distance. Whatever.
Shoeless Joe said that though, didn't he?
Yeah, it was Ray Liotta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, no. Is this heaven?
No,
it's Iowa.
That was a good one.
Great movie.
There's some great stars in this movie, by the way. Ray Liotta made one of his first important showings here, Chucker, didn't he? In Field of Dreams?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, in that movie, a lot of people always focus on Kevin Costner, Ray Liotta, James Earl Jones, who's great. But Burt Lancaster in his
appearance
is awesome in that movie.
Yeah, he is terrific in that movie. And,
that scene when he transforms from his younger self to his older self to save Costner's daughter who's choking on a hot dog, that's iconic.
Yeah,
that gives me all the feels. Yep.
Yeah. All of the feels.
See, you're choking on a hot dog. What's the movie?
That's never good.
All right. Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
All right, so Chucker, movie news. What's cooking?
Warner Brothers has set a September 8th, 2017 release date for its big screen version of Stephen King's story, It. If you remember, that was the miniseries, I believe, in the early 80s. Tim Curry, iconic as the clown Pennywise. No one's
cast
in that role as of yet. The same studio also set a August 11th, 2000 release for its big screen version of Chips. Dax Shepard and Michael Pena will star. Sounds like B casting. I can't see a lot of people clamoring to see Chips the movie. Can you?
I can't. No, I let the original stars in it.
Now, I'd like to see, but Chips,
yeah, I think
not so much. Other news, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg signing on to do a sequel to this summer's hit comedy, Daddy's Home 2. Obviously, they have big mortgage payments because creatively, I can't see anybody wanting to see a sequel to that.
I see why anybody wanted to see the first one, never mind the second one. Oh, what a waste of time. All right, so this is a movie music from the Field of Dreams. Chuck Curry is our movie man. This is a Good Day program. I'm trying to remember when this was in the movie, Richie.
Whenever it was the VW bus traveling across the country.
Ah, right, exactly. Those are great scenes, too, by the way.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.